Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay. As we are approaching Labor Day weekend, we're told that on Saturday, Republican nominee Donald Trump will be visiting a black church in Detroit and doing an interview on a black religious network. He ought not come empty-handed. He needs to not only come with policies, not just condemning Hillary Clinton and condemning the Democrats and telling us the Democrats has done us in and that we should try something new. He needs to come and explain what new is, saying that this is what I propose. This is how I will close the unemployment gap. This is how I will deal with the criminal justice gap. This is how I deal with police brutality. This is how I deal with health care and education. To tell us somebody else has been no good is not telling us that you would be better when the Republicans, we have done far worse under than the Democrats. I'm the first one to say the Democrats need to do a lot more. But for him to come with a party that has done us in without a plan is crazy. He also should bring with him the employment records of his casinos and his real estate company to show us the number of blacks he's hired percentage-wise, the blacks that he's had in senior management, the blacks he's had on his board, the blacks he's done contracts with, and explain to us why we should think he's going to treat us better than he already has in his own companies where he is the only one that makes the decision. He needs to also explain his discrimination lawsuit where he was sued by the Justice Department under a Republican president for racial discrimination. So there are those that say he shouldn't come. I say don't come in empty-handed. Have proposals and policies on one hand and your resume on the other showing us what you have done. You've been in business 40 years. Give us a track record. Don't tell me how good you're going to be if you've never been good to me in the past. And don't tell me how bad somebody else was to me if you never had anything to do with me at all.
So when he goes to church in Detroit, will he take questions from the congregation?
I think he's going to be interviewed by the bishop. I don't think he's taking questions from the audience.
Questions from the bishop?
Yeah, I think the bishop is interviewing him of the network that owns that network and of that church. I don't think he's taking Q&A from the audience.
And do you think these questions that you just raised will be asked?
I don't know. I have no way of knowing. I've laid it out there, and I hope people will raise it. I think Trump expects that they're going to picket him. He's going to have a contentious side outside. He have some of his supporters inside, and then he'll be able to say to white America, see, I reached out. I'm trying to be helpful. I don't think he's trying to get black votes. I think he's trying to say to whites, I'm not racist, so don't feel bad for voting for me, and pick up one or two points like a couple of ministers that he has running around endorsing him. Isn't it interesting that all of the people that we've seen on TV endorsing him are blacks we've never seen before doing anything? How are you going to become an activist and a leader now and you've never been active and led on anything, including issues this year? So I guess Trump has a manufacturing plant where he just creates leaders and activists for the political season, because I've never seen these people before.
All right, Reverend Al.
All right.